Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, I'm always glad to get comments 4 years later. I respect the Vice President. He and I had strong disagreements as to whether we should torture people or not. I don't think we should have. But the fact is that I'm proud of Sarah Palin. I'm proud of the job she did. I'm proud of the job she continues to do. And so everybody has their own views, and I respect those views. But I'm proud of what we did.
There's Senator John McCain commenting on Dick Cheney's recent remarks that he, McCain, made a mistake picking Sarah Palin. Presidential race gets us started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. A lot of people speculating as to who will run with Mitt Romney. Here's host Vicki McKenna with Senator Mike Lee of Utah about why Lee feels so strongly President Obama has to be defeated.
Let's talk about the kind of things that this president is not getting done when it comes to message for a state like Wisconsin. Because you guys wouldn't be here if you didn't think you couldn't make Wisconsin matter for the Romney campaign.
Well, it matters. It matters a lot because, you know, if Mitt Romney is able to win in Wisconsin, it's lights out for Barack Obama. There is not a path to victory for him if we win up here, and I think we're going to. And, you know, meanwhile, our president continues to do all the wrong things. Our president hasn't met with his jobs council in over 200 days. Meanwhile, he's done about 100 fundraisers, and he's played an astounding 11 rounds of golf. Americans, people across this country, and definitely in Wisconsin, understand there's a problem with that. Time for new leadership. That new leadership is going to be supplied by Mitt Romney.
You know, and just last week, the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate decided they wanted to try to play a game of chicken with you guys, try to get you guys to raise taxes, and refuse to do the right thing for and right by the American public by indicating that they had no intention of extending the tax rates. I mean, this is a president who said, look, my plan's working. And the Senate Democrats, they know better, Senator Lee, they know better, and yet they're going all in with this guy at the expense of my bottom line, at the expense of the state of Wisconsin's ability to thrive. And you know what? People have to recognize that this could all stop if members of the Senate put pressure on their president just to do the right thing.
Well, that's right. It's a big problem. They just want to raise taxes at a time when the country can least afford it. The president's strategy and that of the Democratic Party is not at all about deficit reduction. It is fundamentally unserious about deficit reduction because their plan to raise taxes would leave 94% of the deficit intact. And it would simultaneously result in, according to Ernst & Young, the elimination of 710,000 jobs throughout America. Now, these are not top 1% jobs. These are not CEO jobs. These are people in middle and lower income brackets who can least afford job losses. So, you know, the only leader for our party right now is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, who understands when he's speaking to Americans who are struggling with their small businesses, that they did build that. Who understands that the greatness of this country is not based on its government, it's based on its people. And the fact that in order to run our government, we've got to have money, and that money's got to come from hardworking Americans.
Well, and you take a look at that tax increase, and it would hammer 710,000 jobs right now, but it would also stagnate economic growth. We clocked in at a very French 1.5% last week. We don't grow our economy. I don't care how many different tax increases you want to hammer the American public with. We're not digging our way out of just our deficit spending, Mike. Just our debt, never mind the debt, just the deficit. We're not only not digging out with one or two tax increases, we're putting ourselves in a position to stagnate economic growth and put the deficit in an even worse position than it was before. That's dynamic economics.
That's right. We're digging in. Now, not every American, not every Wisconsinite sees that in strictly economic terms, but at least intuitively they know when something's wrong. Americans have this uncanny capacity to discern when things are not as they should be and certainly not as they could be. And that's why I'm seeing so much momentum as I travel the state of Wisconsin. I'm seeing so many volunteers who are so excited to come out and support Mitt Romney, come out and make phone calls to get their friends, their neighbors, their family members, their coworkers all engaged and enthusiastic about getting Mitt Romney elected as president of the United States.
Coming up, John Bolton weighs in on Mitt Romney's trip to Israel here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The Hot Hits and Talk Radio, we're all about doing the research, listening, checking on, and focusing on the presidential race from the perspective of lots of hosts and callers. Here's Sean Casey and Frank Luber talk to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about Mitt Romney's trip to Israel and his comments that support Israel's right to attack Iran.
I want to get your reaction to the Governor Romney trip to Israel, in which he declared Jerusalem the capital over the weekend, visited the Wailing Wall, strongly defended Israel's right to defend itself, and also at the same time the not-so-coincidental release from the CIA, the story that the United States sees Israel as its number one counterintelligence threat in the region.
Well, I thought Governor Romney's trip was a big success, and it highlighted what he wanted to do, which is show the dramatic difference between his attitude toward the state of Israel, the approach he would follow in national security policy, and President Obama's. And you know, the contrast shows up in so many ways. Even just considering, you know, they campaigns always put out the text of the speeches the candidates give, and the Romney text talked about the speech he was giving in Jerusalem, Israel. Just to make it clear to the State Department where Jerusalem is located.
And again, over on Friday or late on Friday, we get this story that was released stating that the CIA considers Israel its number one counterintelligence threat in the agency's Near East Division, meaning that they believe that U.S. national secrets are safer from other Middle Eastern governments than they are from Israel.
You know, this is just unbelievable. It used to be the comment that the State Department Foreign Service always went native, which means they become more interested in representing the countries and the regions that they're specialized in than the United States. But it turns out the CIA is the same way. It just shows the hostility that can build up in the bureaucracy toward Israel. And this goes back a long way. You know, Harry Truman wrote in his diary about an incident where the State Department cast a vote in the General Assembly back in the late 40s in connection with the establishment of Israel that was the exact opposite of the instruction that Truman had given. And Truman writes in his diary, "I've never felt so low." This is why the importance of having a president who takes control of the bureaucracy needs to be underlined. And you just can't count on electing a president and hoping that the bureaucracy will fall in line, because they think they've got their rule unto themselves.
There was also a published report over the weekend that said National Security Advisor Tom Donilon met one-on-one with Israeli officials, presented the U.S. war plan for Iran in a sort of not-to-worry moment, and now they're backpedaling and saying that never happened. Do you think it did?
Well, you know, there's a conflict in the reporting on this. Some saying it did, some saying it didn't. I guess I would say, based on my experience in government, there are briefings and then there are briefings. If he went in and said, look, we're ready, we've got plans, so on and so forth, that's one thing. The U.S. military, God bless them, have contingency plans for just about everything, and so they should. But whether it's a really up-to-date plan, whether the Israelis were briefed in detail, that we just don't know. And I think it goes to the basic point that neither the Israelis nor, frankly, a lot of Americans have any confidence in the president's credibility when he says all options are on the table. Certainly the Iranian leadership isn't worried about the president's options being on the table. Their continued progress toward nuclear weapons, I think, shows that.
Host Dom Giordano talking to Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, who's visiting some of the so-called swing states, stumping for Mr. Romney.
What are you doing in Pennsylvania today? What specifically, Senator, will you be talking about? And you probably have seen the polling that indicates, as we knew all along, that Pennsylvania is in play big time in this election cycle.
Absolutely. I'm here talking to small business owners. We're going to have a roundtable, talk about what we need to do to get this economy moving. And then we're going to have a rally, and we're going to talk to some of the Romney supporters in Lancaster County. And I got to tell you, I feel something in the air here in Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania is very much in play. I think people are frustrated by what they see in Washington, and they're looking for a change.
Senator, let me ask, I'm doing a little bit of research on you. We remember some of the positions you've held, but apparently your family-owned small business that your father built from scratch is part of your DNA. So when you hear the president say, your dad didn't build that, the Portmans didn't build that, that has to be news to you.
Yeah, that was offensive. And by the way, it offended small business owners all over my state of Ohio, and I know the same is true in Pennsylvania, because I heard from them. My dad was 40 years old. He left his job as a salesman, where he did have, you know, health care insurance, and he did have a little retirement plan, and he threw it all away to take a big risk, started a little business, you know, lost money the first few years, and had to borrow money from my mom's uncle because he couldn't get it from the bank or his family. And, you know, so he worked 7 days a week, you know, mortgage the house and everything to do it. And it's just like this, the American dream story of so many people. That's what the president doesn't seem to get. The notion is that, boy, the government built that for you. That's sure not how my dad felt, and it's not how small business people feel all over this country. It's unfortunately, one of the reasons that we're seeing this weak economic performance is that this administration doesn't get it. They're into the class warfare rhetoric and attacking business when they should be holding up these folks who create small businesses, because they're the key to getting the economy back on track.
And Senator, we know the number we all ought to be watching is not just come Friday, what the unemployment number is. We know how that is skewed with people that have gotten discouraged. It's the growth number. It's the GDP number. And I know that's something you're particularly skilled to talk about, the meaning of that, because if we don't grow, we're going to be in this for quite a while.
No, you're exactly right, Tom. We had some terrible numbers come out on Friday. It showed the economy in the second quarter by only 1.5%. That's not enough to create jobs. In fact, it's a lower economic growth number than the first quarter, meaning that we're actually seeing a weakening economy, not a strengthening economy.
Up next, after a brief moment of pause, we'll shift our focus to London for a continuing conversation about the Olympics here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of talk coverage on television and thus conversation on the radio as well about a lot of the ins and outs of the Olympics, general interest talk radio and other. Here's Frank Beckman talking to Olympic swimmer Peter van der Kay. He won his 4th medal over the weekend.
Hi, here he is, our very own Olympian who captured his 4th medal over the weekend. He got another bronze, so he got... 2 golds and a couple of bronzes now. Got the bronze in the 400 meter freestyle from the University of Michigan from Rochester. Peter van der Kay. Way to go, Pete. Congratulations.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Well, good of you to join us once again from over there in London. And, you know, it's almost too bad that you and Ryan Lochte and the other guys almost get overshadowed for your accomplishments by what Michael Phelps is not doing this time around. Is that kind of weird for everybody?
Well, I think it's certainly a big story, and you know, people are so used to Michael being kind of the headline story that I think that's just continued into this games. And I mean, can't say he hasn't earned it. He's the best swimmer in the history of the world.
No, that's for sure. And you know, I mean, but look, everybody gets a little bit older, and you get to so many games, and it's tough to make yourself pay that price day in and day out for so many years, isn't it, Pete?
Certainly is. You know, it's a real grueling sport. There's a lot of low points, especially in training, and this is definitely one of the high points. I can say that.
Yeah, once you get to the Olympics, absolutely. But I mean, you do it for as long as he has, and I mean, it just at some point you get burnout. I mean, you got to be getting close to that now too. What are you, 28 or 9 now?
I'm 28, and I can only imagine what Michael's feeling. You know, after 8 gold medals in Olympics, I just don't know where you go from there, and I'm not sure he does either.
Tell me about the bronze the other day.
It feels great to be on the award stand again. I was hoping to get a medal, and I knew the other 2 guys were going to be really tough to beat. That 3rd spot was kind of up in the air, and I just took advantage of it, swam a great race, and was able to secure a medal, so I'm very proud.
So will you be swimming again now during the games or no?
It's still up in the air as of right now. I'm an alternate for a relay because I failed to qualify the trials for the relay. Doesn't necessarily mean I won't swim tomorrow. It's all down to what the coaches decide. And they told me to be ready just in case, so I'm preparing as if I'm swimming, but there's a chance I might not.
They changed one of the relay teams the other day, didn't they, at the last minute?
There was change on the men's 4x100 relay last night. Just based off, you know, what the coaches were thinking, what they thought was the best chance to win, and You know, we put a great relay together and just came up a little bit short. Everyone swam great. It just it wasn't what we wanted in the end.
Well, the French team this time got some revenge for what happened 4 years ago when it was Ryan Lochte at the end who touched the wall and made an incredible comeback to win by an eyelash.
Right, right. Ryan, you know, he had a great race last night, a great split. You just got to tip your cap to the French guys. They had a monster split on the end and came out with the victory. So, you know, we gave it our best shot, but you can't say the guys didn't try their best.
No, exactly. And, you know, I mean, it was that close last time, and this time the French won by that large margin. So it's just great competitors going at it. Hey, do you own one of those so-called grills to put over your teeth like Lochte does?
No, I don't. Do you think I should have some made?
I thought it was pretty cool, really. You know, I mean, it's because it's the American flag, you know, and I didn't understand why they threatened him. They said they were not going to give him the medal if he wore it on his teeth when he went up to accept.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was all about. I think he put it in after, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Racing that day.
He did, exactly. I forgot the medal. He posed for pictures with the medal, and he had it in.
Now you want to talk about the Olympics, presidential race? So find your way to 800-510-8255 for the continuing conversation here on The Countdown. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000. Only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show back on the air. The feature of this program is the overview, actually, of lots of talk radio programs and stations that we monitor around the country, so you get an idea of just what the big national conversational issues are. Welcome back in here. I'm Doug Steffen. The presidential race, the status of the two candidates. Are you undecided at this point? If you are, are you leaning towards somebody, maybe one of the people that is that isn't on the ballot? That's the way a lot of us feel, I think. 800-510-8255. Walter's in Indiana, first up here in this half hour.
The thing that boggles my mind is within 100 days to go that you can actually be sitting posing a question to people that, quote, undecided. If after 3.5 years of this presidency that you can't make a decision and know who's who and what's what, basically, to me, it says you're just not hungry to eat. It's like walking into a grocery store. I don't want this. I don't want that. And there's so many people out there that are just totally clueless with politics and philosophies of which way the country wants to go by the politicians. So if you don't know within 100 days to go, do me a favor. Don't vote. Stay home because you're an idiot and you're wasting my time.
Well, that's kind of self-serving, but okay, it's a point of view, and we encourage all points of view here, and not necessarily is there a consensus, right or left, up or down, in or out. 800-510-8255, Ed in Georgia, on Mitt Romney.
I am going to vote for President Obama because Governor Romney, he's a very, very loose individual. He does not know, I mean, he just flip-flops. Whatever moves he's in, that's what he does. And you can tell that because when he was over in England, London, England, he really made a big butt of himself. And people should understand that he will never, ever make a good president.
All right. And you think that Obama has made a good president. I guess that there would be people disputing that notion. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Lots of radio information in the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Keith is in Texas with a focus on the negative advertising.
You know, I think the sad part of this whole election process is that what we're seeing in Texas right now is it's just
nasty ad, or this nasty campaign for Senate with David Dewhurst and Ted Cruz. And even though I'm a Republican and I voted Republican in that election, I think there's a presidential election. We're going to see the same thing. It's going to be a nasty attack ad from both sides. And what it's going to come down to is basically the whole election is going to be decided for, what, about a handful of states? Because some of the states, such as Texas, were sued by the federal government. We were left out of the process of selecting the presidential nominee. I think the choice is pretty clear about who the president should be. It should be Mitt Romney.
All right. There's a thimble or a thread in there of what really is relevant, whether your vote actually counts. Many of you fear your vote in the primaries didn't count, and you're right. And those who still think this electoral college makes sense, you're basically screwing yourself. Every vote ought to be counted, and the electoral college be damned. That would be my strong feelings about that. Issues discussed, 800-510-8255. Opinions respected. Here's Pat in South Carolina, doesn't like Mitt.
I just like to remind people of how they were begging President Bush to bring their children home, and the fact now that Romney took off and ran from the service, and now that he got all these secrets, and the fact that he got all his money hidden, and people sitting up here asking him to be president. This man is a crook, and I think Obama done a good job. If he didn't ever bring our children home and didn't have our kids on the ground when he killed Olatin. So, y'all get y'all minds straight. What's with you? Sounds sick to me.
All right. I guess I'll keep my comments to myself on that one. 800-510-8255. Harriet, moving up the coast a bit to the state of Virginia.
I think that they're making too big of an issue out of it. I think that they should just leave it where, no, he won't. The Democrats could really be falling into a trap. Mitt Romney's not a stupid man. He knows he wanted to run for president. If they make it all about him and his income tax returns, he announces his vice president, releases his returns, and the Democrats look like fools. So I think that just leave it. He won't. Let it go.
All right. On Mitt Romney's tax records, Harriet, thank you. 800-510-8255. Many of you have seen the ads in these swing states. The Obama campaign suggesting Mitt Romney isn't paying taxes. Again, who's running on whose record here? Here's Jay in Missouri on the Republicans.
I think there's going to be a big swing with the independents. You know, we really wanted Ron Paul, but obviously that's not going to happen. I think the Republicans are failing to really realize that all of their filibusters and you know, trying to take away the people that don't have voter IDs and this going through Florida and purging votes is really going to hurt them in the long run, because, you know, we really don't want the public to be trashed again and be deceived with another round with like Bush and Cheney again, because they destroyed this country. They put us so far in the hole. You know, it's sad that they want to keep blaming Obama, President Obama, for all these problems that occurred when Bush and Cheney were in. And, you know, most of the people know what really happened on this. And if Romney gets in, it doesn't matter who the vice president's going to be under him. Most people I talk to don't want him in because of all of his tax breaks, his lies, the deceits about the tax records that he has, and all his foreign accounts. That's ridiculous. That's not being American.
Well, a lot of suggestions and conjecture here. Romney could fix that if he would just release all this information. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the election, or we're talking about actually the political side of things, the two candidates, the main candidates anyway. The Romney-Jerusalem remarks and U.S.-Israeli relations and British relations and that trip over there. The last night of the trip, Romney raised $1 million. I'm talking about the last night in Israel. 800-510-8255, that part of the whole system is just so corrupting, it's damning, it's dirty. Somebody just mentioned Ron Paul, and here's Bill in Pennsylvania who wants to get the people who support Ron Paul not to vote for Mitt.
As far as the Ron Paul supporters, my message, and I am one, my message to all of you is don't vote for this clown Romney. I'll set the stage a little bit. I voted for Obama. He was the first Democrat I ever voted for president. I have four sons in their 20s. I didn't feel like saying John McCain, send them to war in Iran, which is probably where we would be had we had a Republican president win last time. And the message to the Republican Party is find a real candidate. This guy, Romney, they said Ron Paul was unelectable. This guy, Romney, is unelectable. Just look at the way he looks at the camera. Look at the way he can't disclose anything about his past, where his money is, his tax forms. You know, the only thing I really know about this guy is that he's rich, he's a Mormon, and now I know that he doesn't like to drink coffee. So again, message to the Republican Party, until you get a real candidate, I'm not going out for him.
800-510-8255, the big storylines of the day when it comes to the essence of the political realities that we have. How many people are happy? I'm with that guy to a certain extent, except I just can't imagine another 4 years of Obama. That's just me. Thomas, listening in the Buckeye State of Ohio on Mitt Romney.
Well, I don't think Mitt Romney should show anything else. All it does is give Obama more information to make things up, and time again, he's already proven that he's not above lying, so why would Romney give him cannon fodder? It makes no sense. That would be like, providing your enemy with ammunition. I know that Obama has not been vetted. His 4 years at Columbia University are not accounted for. Fox News sent people there, and they interviewed over 400 people, including professors, and not one person there remembered Obama being there. So how do you explain that? Maybe Obama should open up some of his records. Maybe they could make a deal, and each one of them open up something.
800-510-8255 as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
If you have just a few fine lines on your face, then almost any wrinkle cream will do. But when you have stubborn wrinkles, you need Youthful Gold. Because only Youthful Gold has the clinically proven power to dramatically reduce the appearance of your wrinkles, and you'll see the transformation almost immediately after applying. Youthful Gold is an exclusive, fast-acting treatment that will visibly reverse your skin's appearance. It uses a patented lifting technology that begins working instantly to smooth out your skin's surface. Youthful Gold is not made for a few vanity fine lines. If you're serious about reducing the look of your most stubborn wrinkles without making any special appointments, call for an exclusive, risk-free trial of Youthful Gold. But hurry, supplies for this offer are very limited. To get your risk-free supply, you must call now. Try Youthful Gold, real magic for real wrinkles. Just call 800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are discussing the status of the presidential race at the moment. We'll be moving into a discussion of what's going on in Colorado. A lot of people interested in the Summer Olympics. The poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to rate NBC's coverage of the Olympics so far. Are you watching? Their rating numbers are good, but a lot of the coverage, especially anything involving Ryan Seacrest, seems to be getting lots and lots of criticism. All right, meanwhile, back to a couple of more of your calls here with regard to the presidential race and thoughts about who's raising what. Here's Richard in Maryland on the election.
This election is not about the president. The president has been very, very good. When I say that, I'm telling you, teetering on the level of greatness in all areas outside of dealing with the Republican Congress. So what happens is that we need to think about, it's not about the president or what we need to do. It's about who we're going to put in office in the Congress. Do we put people in office that's going to first and foremost be compromised.
Compromise, is that a good thing? We've had a lot of arguing back and forth. Compromise is an important thing. When do you think that's appropriate? It certainly seems that the Republicans will win the Senate over, even if they don't get the White House. But there is. There's too much. That's all about the political realities of the political system, which is just outmoded. 800-510-8255, i.e. the two-party system doesn't work. Joe in Georgia thinks a lot of reasons Mr. Obama, thinks up a few reasons that Mr. Obama ought to be reelected.
From November of 2008 until January of 2009, nobody was focusing on anything except the impending global depression that was about to hit the United States and the rest of the world. Barack Obama rolled up his sleeves, and he went to work on that, and he turned that global depression into a fairly mild recession. He had to get a lot of deficit spending up. He had to do that to save the American auto industry. He had to do that to prevent the major banks from dying, and he succeeded. So when none of the election is churning up, I think it's important to point out that Mr. Obama has passed affordable health care in an age when 70% of all personal bankruptcies are caused by medical expenses. He has saved the American auto industry. He has killed Osama bin Laden. He's had a lot of accomplishments that just seem to go by the wayside. And the conservatives that say, oh, it's all this deficit spending, they weren't complaining when George Bush was imposing three unfunded tax cuts and starting two unfunded wars. No complaints at all. When this gentleman took power, oh, it's deficit spending. Nobody complained about it when Bush was doing it. So I think there's a certain double standard, and I just hope that everyone considers that.
Of course there's a double standard. It's almost silly. Colorado shooting, double standards on gun control coming up here on the Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So the Colorado shooting still in lots of people's minds. Is it the issue of the student who's accused of killing these 12 people? Is it the issue of the guns, gun control, that sort of thing, the gun lobby? Andy in Indiana thinks as long as the gun lobby has so much power, nothing changes.
My comment about the Second Amendment rights or any other rights that is pertinent to average American citizens, as long as there's money in Washington, lobbyists, they're just lobbying against the average American citizens, I believe. And until we can get the lobbyists out of Washington with their power and with the politicians in their pocket, I don't think we'll ever be able to get justified laws that's going to benefit the average American citizen.
800-510-8255, Aurora, Colorado. Morning, it's dead still, struggling to move on. The question, what ought to be done with the site of this shooting? What ought to be done with that theater? What do you think? 800-510-8255. There are many people who want the theater torn down, and other people want to make a memorial out of it. I think we have too many of those already between Columbine and Virginia Tech and Tucson. Same type of thing has happened there. What do you think? Bill in Washington doesn't think the fallout ought to have anything to do with the Second Amendment.
Listen, I don't think this is a Second Amendment issue. You have countries in the world that have just as many guns per capita as we do here. You have Switzerland, you have Israel, and in those countries, you don't have this kind of gun violence. This is a problem with society, and you know we're going to have to reevaluate our mental health system. And I just don't think that you know the Second Amendment is a right that was guaranteed to all Americans, independent Democrat or Republicans.
800-510-8255. How many of you may have heard about what Justice Scalia from the Supreme Court said on one of the Sunday morning talk programs this past week? about gun ownership, the NRA, what ought to be challenged. How many of you have had a question about that? Here's Steve in Michigan on the shooter.
First of all, I'd like to say that I am pro-Second Amendment. Had this gentleman had no access to guns whatsoever, he had decided to do it via vehicle, it would have happened. He would have drove through a crowd, and would they attack cars? I mean, Second Amendment is attached to American sovereignty, and pretty much that's what I have to say. I knew this was coming when it happened, and I just thought it was bad for the gun control people to exploit such a tragedy, and it's just not right.
800-510-8255. James Holmes appearing dazed, as he did in the first court appearance after being charged. What do you make of him and what he's all about? The 24 counts of murder against him. Charge includes one count of first-degree murder with deliberation, another count of first-degree murder of extreme indifference to the value of human life. That for each of the victims. So that's why it's times two. People are wondering about that. Here's Robert in Alabama on trading and selling weapons.
I'm 75 years old. I predicted 20-some years ago that when people go out in the United States, you're going to have to wear bulletproof suits. They would put on bulletproof suits instead of pants. They would have helmets to protect them from the debris that's falling from the sky. The suits will protect them from the guns, bullets that are flying. You have some crazy people in this country. We make more bullets made in this country than there is anywhere in the world. And let's just face it, Peter. Now, in this country, there are some of the most incorrigible people came from Europe. They're gotten wealthy off selling weapons. And they have sold these weapons all over the world. And I'm sorry to hear that. I live in this country. And I see a lot of people who are, now they're crying about their young ones. But look what has happened to our bullets and guns and bombs over the world, killed pregnant women, little children. And now it's the chickens are coming home to roost. We can't help this. We have spread bombs and weapons all over the world. So now it's time to stop. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I hate that for my young grandchildren who have to live in a country such as this is most violent in the world, because some of the most violent people in the world are right here in these United States.
Alicia in Colorado with a final word on this conversation for today.
I think it's a real tragedy. I believe in gun control, but I also am wondering if you have a person that has all the resources at the University of Colorado as a neuroscience PhD student, why you would need anything other than a gun. He had a bulletproof vest, he had tear gas, and I would think that to purchase those would be more aberrant behavior than something as simple as a gun.
Thank you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.